Wikipedia.org is a massive site with over 5,275,000 articles in English alone.
Whoa, that's a lot.
Many people can tell you the accuracy of this knowledge, but Ben Graw...
This is the Ben voice.
And Garth Remington...
This is the Garth voice.
...are not even smart enough to determine what is true and what is not.
Yeah, they're kind of dumb.
If knowledge starts conversation, then they will review Wikipedia pages for their entertainment value and find which pages are boring...
That's boring. Leave me alone. Such a loser.
...and which are interesting.
That's so interesting.
Wanna have sex?
They're doing one page at a time, and they're not stopping till they've done every single one.
They're going to do all of them?
This is the Wiki Review.
If you do feel like being on your knees in front of me, not you, Ben.
I'll never bring it up again, or I'll destroy you.
I think I found my opening quote for the start of the episode.
That's going to be one of them. Hello and welcome to Wiki Review. I'm Ben Graw.
I'm Garth Remington.
And we're back for another week.
Excitement plus. It's great. Wikipedia is a wonderful site we've been looking at a lot. Well, that's all we do, really. In fact, if you're listening to this podcast, all we've done is talk about Wikipedia.
That is our main topic.
That is our only topic, really. So without Wikipedia, we wouldn't even have our podcast, which you clearly all love so much.
If you've made it this far, anyway.
If you're still listening, we can assume that you're at least on board, or you fell asleep with some podcasts on, you woke up and like, what is this guy talking about? Either way, thank you for listening. Wikipedia has put this up a bunch of times, so I feel like since this is kind of the source of our podcast, we kind of got to say this. Wikipedia is looking for donations. We're not. Well, you can donate to us if you like. I could really use some, I don't know, cocaine or something. I'd probably spend it on something stupid like Nerf guns. Let's be honest. But hey, people need Nerf guns. I need Nerf guns. Donate to me. But more importantly, Wikipedia doesn't have any advertising. They rely on donations. So next time you're feeling like donating to some sort of charity, forget cancer, forget the rainforest, forget the animals. Wikipedia, guys. Where else can you get such entertaining value? Where else can you get a Ben and Garth podcast? Think about it.
That's true. No Wikipedia, no Wiki Review, no Ben and Garth podcast.
I don't know if I want to live in that world. I mean, think about it. Without the Wikipedia, our podcast would just be called Review. And we'd be sitting here looking at a blank screen going, well, it's kind of blank. That's how I review it. Give you money. They've got PayPal, credit card, BPay. The only thing you can't give them by the looks of it is cash. I don't think you can have a bucket through the internet.
It says if every reader gave $3, our fundraiser would be done within an hour. Wait, how much are they trying to raise?
First, we'd need to know how many readers they have. Let's work on statistics, because whenever you want to know something, you type it into Google and Wikipedia has it. So really, that's everyone. If everyone in the world gave $3, so what's that? 3 times, what, 8 billion?
But they don't write any of the stuff that they put up there. Isn't that all the people that they don't pay?
That's true. That's true. They have to check it and, I don't know, maintain the website. They have other little things in it that no one ever uses. And those things would be gone without the donations. You know, I'm really not selling this. Think about it. Have you ever used Wikipedia? Yes, that is the answer. Yes, if you've used the internet in the last decade, you have used Wikipedia. So don't be a dick. Donate. I might donate if I ever get paid for this.
You can donate to our podcast.
Who knows?
If everyone just gave us $1.50, that's half as much as Wikipedia.
Oh, you're playing hardball with Wikipedia, man.
Why don't they just have a banner ad that says, do you have erectile dysfunction, just like every other website?
You'd probably get just as much money.
Singles in your area.
Want longer lasting sex. $3, that's a bargain. What's Viagra, like $6 a pill? I don't actually know.
I'm pretending I don't know.
All right, I think we've done our ethical duty.
Yes, we have.
If Wikipedia wants to pay us part of those donations.
Yeah, what's our cut as the people who review and organize it? Without us, it's just a jumbled mess.
That's true. If we weren't here organizing for them, with without their permission, unpaid. We just got a website which people go to and find things out. They wouldn't know the entertainment value.
I mean, we're trying to create a system where you don't have to waste your time going to a Wikipedia page to look at it to see everything that's on there. You can just go to our podcast and just listen to that, and that will tell you whether it's worth even going to in the first place.
We are kind of the Wikipedia book on tape, and I mean, who likes reading?
Yeah, gross.
I don't want to go on the internet when I can just listen to things in headphones. All right, what are we doing today, Ben?
We have decided to do a person today. We got to get through them all, and we thought it was about time that we threw in a person. I mean, there are 7 billion people in the world. I'm not sure how many of them have Wikipedia pages.
We're getting there, almost all of them.
We've got to start with somebody. I figured this time we would start with David Icke.
David Icke. Now, I'm just going to be straight up. I have no idea who David Icke is. Should the readers know?
I decided on this one to go a little obscure. Maybe learn about somebody who you may not have heard about before. I mean, you might know this about me, but I'm a big fan of conspiracies.
I do know this about you.
I love a good conspiracy theory. I love conspiracy nuts, as they're lovingly called.
Just to give them some authenticity in their words.
This one is one of my personal favorites. Now, personally, I'm not a big believer in conspiracies. I do find them entertaining.
Much like Wiki Review, you're not in it for the legitimacy of it. You're in it for the entertainment value.
Exactly. Personally, I believe that the US government did not crash into the World Trade Centers, but they did land on the moon.
Well, that's where we differ. I do like a good conspiracy theory for different reasons. I like them because I respect anyone who has the balls to stand up and say something so ridiculous as though it was the truth. It doesn't matter whether they're real or not. In fact, the more obscure and less believable a person is with their conspiracy theory, the more I respect them as a person. Because at the end of the day, it's the same way with, like, I don't believe in ghosts, but I don't know everything. I know that I'm wrong about a lot of things. And what if ghosts were real? I'd look pretty stupid, wouldn't I? I mean, they're not, but I don't know that. And it's the same with conspiracy theories. I mean, how do you know that the US actually landed on the moon? Were you there? That was faked in a plane hangar in Dallas, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but there are other things that come into it. Like, they brought back rocks and they placed mirrors on there.
Because you've never seen a rock before. Yeah, we've got no rocks on Earth. I mean, you know, I wasn't believing this to start with. I'm starting to get down with this. And that's what I like about conspiracy theories. Like, there's the two sides to it. You've got the, well, obviously that's just ridiculous. I mean, if you use logic, if you use knowledge, then obviously it's not real. But on the other hand, how do you know? I mean, if we start questioning everything, how do you know this actually happened? Were you there? And if you were there, are you sure you saw everything? I mean, people do magic. You know, pull a card out of nowhere. I don't know how they do it. It could be magic.
But do you believe that we could get to the moon? Like, you know we can get satellites out there.
Well, do we?
What do you mean, do we? You've got, like, internet. You have satellite television. Like...
Well, that's just because the mole men put cables through the middle of the Earth, right? Doesn't that make more sense? That makes way more sense than, oh, yeah, we just chuck something in space and it just sits there and, yeah, our phones go up like radio waves, like a microwave.
But can't you see them go across the sky?
That's just the chuds, man.
All of this sounds way more complex than satellites.
You know, it really does. That's the whole point of conspiracies to me. Like, let's say something's so obscure and then just, it's the onus is on you to prove me wrong.
Is that where the onus is in? No, no. No evidence to your claim, just that you can't prove it's not true.
Exactly. It's that you can't prove it didn't happen.
There are invisible leprechauns in my garden. That's you can't prove it.
You can't prove it. And you'd look pretty stupid if it turned out to be true, wouldn't you?
Well, if you have respect for people who go crazy with their conspiracy theories, expect to respect this man immensely.
David Icke. All right, I am ready. Tell me about this man.
I'm wondering, where do we even start on
this? Let's start with, who is he and where did he come from? Because there's a lot of conspiracy nuts out there, but this guy seems to be doing pretty well for himself. He's pretty up there. He gets a lot of airtime around the world. He's written a bunch of books and everything by the looks of it. Born in 1952, or so they say.
So they say. Yeah, he was born in England and he used to be a goalkeeper. Played football or soccer for the rest of the world.
That's clearly a great place to start when you want to be an authority on what happens in the world.
But yeah, for health issues, he ended up having to get out of that.
Did they say what health issues?
Arthritis.
Ah, okay. It wasn't.
Which does make it hard to be a goalkeeper. zebra if you have arthritis.
Yeah, that wouldn't do too well. They didn't say anything about he's taken too many balls to the head or anything.
No, apparently he's fine.
Let's go into all these things he said since he's been declared fine.
He had like the interview that first made him famous was this one that's on there, the Wogan interview.
Okay, so this is obviously on an English, it's a radio show, is it?
No, it's a television talk show. And he basically went on there in a turquoise tracksuit.
Well, to be fair, what's that, 1991? It was the style at the time. Not for everyone everywhere, but for him right then.
Well, no, he picked turquoise for a particular reason because he said that it was the colors of love and it purified him and made him cleaner.
Turquoise, which is like a
black.
Blue.
Yeah, black is apparently really bad.
Well, that's kind of racist.
And he said that he was the son of the Godhead.
All right, so... Let's not just brush over that. He is the son of the Godhead.
Yes.
The head specifically. There's a thing called the Godhead, according to him, is what you're saying.
Well, it's not God, it's the Godhead.
And, there's so much background, like, it just leads more questions of what?
Apparently he's saying he's the reincarnation of Jesus.
Okay, Jesus was a son of Godhead, or was he just the son of God?
No, Jesus was the son of the Godhead as well, and so, he is also the son of the Godhead. He's basically the reincarnation of Jesus.
And is this Godhead, is it like a big head in the sky, or is it like the head God, like Zeus?
It's more of an entity, it doesn't have like a body.
So it's just a head?
It's head like the head of an organization.
Okay, so the head of the organization, even though there's just one.
And then he comes on this show and not only says that he is the reincarnation of Jesus, he actually mentions Jesus again with saying, if Jesus had come on this chat show 2,000 years ago, people would have laughed at him when he said his thing.
That's arguable. 2,000 years ago, if you went on a chat show, it's probably not going to go very far.
In the middle of the Colosseum, he exactly. Just sits down there and they're all listening there. and they're all laughing at him going, he thinks he's the son of God. Ha 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 ha.
Polymus Ethusius is interviewing him before he gets fed to the lions, because that's what happened to Christians. Not when Jesus was around, but after. As a result of Jesus, people got fed to lions.
Yeah, good one, Jesus. Fairness to David Icke, though, I'm an atheist, so I would laugh at Jesus too. I still do.
Yeah. All I want to say is anyone who ever comes out in today's society or in society for the last 1,000 years and says, I'm Jesus, doesn't really go well for you.
It's not a great claim to make.
Don't make that your opening statement, people. The Beatles recovered because they were the greatest band ever.
And they just said they were bigger than Jesus.
Generally try to keep Jesus out of things other than praise.
I would have loved to see them try and turn it and just go like, oh no, we meant to say like we're bigger than Jesus because we're like four people and he was one person. We mean we're physically bigger than Jesus.
Like, people were shorter back in those days. We're taller than him. We have more mass. You know, people would still be offended by that. No, Jesus was the tallest person ever.
He was tall. He was white.
He was tall. He was white. In the middle of an Arabic world. He was Jewish, all right?
I've always wondered with like the debate with that where people were like, was Jesus black or white? And it's like, well, Jesus was magic. Couldn't he have been purple if he wanted to? He could have been any color he wanted to. Don't you tell Jesus what color to be.
Exactly. He may not have been the same color the whole time if he didn't want to. He could heal leprosy. I'm sure he could get a tan if he wanted.
Maybe he just went back and forth.
Yeah, depending on who he's speaking to. If he's with the dark tribes of Israel, you know, he darkens up a bit. Yo, brothers, I'm one of you. Then he gets to the lighter Jews. Oh, Jesus was black. Jesus white. He was Jewish. Okay, have you seen the color that Jews tend to be? They have a bit of a tan. There are 12 tribes of Israel. I think two of them are referred to as the dark tribes. So there are blackish Jews, darker tanned, and then there are lighter tanned, but they're all kind of tanned. And that's logic, which has no place in a religious discussion.
And they all tend to act like their mothers were virgins.
Yeah, which is, I mean, if you've ever met an Italian, my mother was a saint and you're an asshole. I don't know why the Italian had to be from New York. My mother was a saint.
But you would think on this interview, claiming to be Jesus was the biggest claim that he made. But no.
I like it because, like, the Beatles, that was, like, their biggest thing. They did that. That was a big mistake. And they left it there. And once again, this is where I gotta respect the guy. He didn't just cross the line. He threw up on it. He pissed over it. And he jumped over it and sprinted. He just kept on rolling. I'm just warming up. Not only am I Jesus, and God is the Godhead.
No, on this interview on the Terry Wogan show on April 29th of 1991, which is going to be important.
That's going to be important.
Because
he claimed that the world would end within a year.
Within a year. As in before the 29th of April, 1992.
Yes. Well, do you remember in 92 when the world ended?
92 was actually a good year. It was a great year. It didn't end. Well, good music came out in 92. You know, House of Pain, Jump Around, Cypress Hill, Black Sunday album was released. Maybe he was speaking, and this is me defending him, I guess. Like, he was saying, the world's going to end as we know it, and all music is going to be awesome from now on. That's the best I got for you, David. That's the best I can do for you in this circumstance. I want to help you, but you're putting some big things out there.
Well, I don't know if he's a big House of Pain fan.
Bet he is now. Well, I think everyone should be. I'm a big fan. So 30 years ago, he said the world was going to end 29 years ago, and we're here doing a podcast about it now.
Was that 30 years ago?
Well, it's close enough.
Was that? What
was it? It's over 25 years ago.
Jesus, it is.
Anything from the 90s, you forget that there was this whole decade after the 90s, before the 2010-20 era. When I read something from the 90s, I go, oh yeah, that's like 9 years ago. Oh wait, no, it's 19 years ago.
There's a good point where the audience is laughing and David Icke's like going like, it's good to see that so many people are laughing, you know, it creates positive energy, it destroys hate.
Oh,
and
that's nice.
Morgan's like going, oh, just to be clear, they're laughing at you.
Oh, I love an impartial interviewer getting in someone's face. But they're laughing at you. They're not laughing with you. But you see, and that's the thing. He's not laughing. He wasn't telling anything funny. Everyone was having a great time laughing at this guy and his turquoise for positive energy. I do want to put this out here. If Jesus was alive today, I'm pretty sure he would have been a goalkeeper who got arthritis. We're going to check this out?
Yeah, this is the interview. I'll sort of have it on in the background.
Because it goes for a while.
Yeah, it goes for like 15 minutes.
All right, so we'll just...
You can find the entire interview on YouTube. It's called David Icke on Woggin. Complete interview. It goes for about 14 minutes and 20 seconds.
Now, the first thing you're going to notice, he came out and he ate something out of a bowl.
He comments on it.
Oh, so he's had a nut.
Because he does tend to rant a bit in this clip as well. So he does go on and on. And some of it is like a little tedious and some of it is crazy and entertaining.
Spit it.
Spit it. Yeah, and he also says ooman instead of human.
He is a cockney by the looks of it.
So this is a very long explanation to the question that you asked, which you can see why I wasn't able to memorize all of these.
Which is fair enough, because it kind of drones. You gave a very concise coverage of this.
I don't think he got the joke.
Yeah.
He was just asked if he was shocked to understand that the world was run by people who didn't have the best interests of everyone in mind at the age of 38.
Which you kind of figure out, like, right from the beginning.
It's weird how every conspiracy person refers to their thing as the truth. Mm. As this truth.
It's the truth of the matter.
They use truth like it's a noun. He does kind of drag you in.
Because he's taking so long to say everything. Like, there's no real point, and then he just pops it in there that, oh, and this is the truth.
Yeah, you try and decipher down what his point and views are. I think it is very ranty.
Yeah, okay, so we got the point. He drones on. Okay, he does sound like a madman.
He does. But he's a very charismatic madman.
It's interesting, like, because he just throws in, like, oh, Godhead. And Godhead is just another word for God, is essentially what he's saying.
It's just his fancy way of saying it.
Because, you know, you don't want people to think you're not a crackpot when you say things.
It's like every person who comes and says, like, God's a woman.
But, well, God doesn't have genitalia because God's in everywhere and everything, so technically it has both or neither, because you can't. God doesn't breed with anything, so, and God is not an actual, like, animal like us. It's everywhere, everything, so God can't be a woman or a man. But then they just go, no, it says here that God's a woman, and you...
Because we're personifying him.
Yeah, exactly. Because I think I've said this to you before. I mean, if the Bible says he, because if God was referred to as it, probably wouldn't be as successful. And it came down and said, all right, well, this guy, yeah, so he drones on a bit in that interview and says a lot of kind of stupid sounding things.
And this is only his early days, because as you can tell, the world didn't quite end in 92. You could probably even give him a couple of years afterwards, but it still didn't seem to end.
Yeah, we're still going. And yes, I love that point that everyone laughs and he's like, yeah, the world's ruled by people who don't have our best interests at heart. The interviewer, Mr. Woggin, said, well, you just found this out at 38. And look, from his point of view, he was a goalkeeper. If you're a young boy growing up in England and you get to play professional football, you probably wouldn't, like, be that suspicious of the world. You'd be like, yeah, you know, dreams come true. I wanted to be a goalkeeper and now I am. The world's actually run by nice people. And then, you know, you get arthritis, you can't play anymore, and you start thinking, well, maybe there's something wrong with the world. My dreams aren't going exactly as I planned.
Well, it was an underdog story because he actually was quite poor when he was a kid. And playing, you know, professional football became a way to get him out of being, you know, poor. It was his way out of poverty.
And this is what he did with it.
Though, in all fairness, he made way more money doing this than he ever has as a...
That's interesting, too. He makes more money saying, we're going to get into this, and it's going to get really weird really quick. This is what I like, is that if you're out there trying to make a conspiracy, you got to start off with you use certain words instead of other words, like Godhead instead of God, and have your explanations all be sort of around the truth and, like, over-explain things that we already know, that, you know, Jesus came around in a time, and if you read the Bible, this...
Well, that's the thing, yeah, is you have... You claim that you're Jesus, reincarnated. You say that the world is going to end.
Also,
you're proven wrong on that. You need to up the crazy somehow.
You got to get to the next level because, hey, there's a lot of people out there saying they're the next Jesus, which I'd just like to point out that I'm pretty sure I'm not a religious scholar, but I'm pretty sure reincarnation is a Hindu thing, not a Christian thing. And if Jesus was Jesus, then that means there isn't reincarnation of Jesus. Or if there is reincarnation of Jesus, it means Jesus is wrong.
But no, you've got a paradox then. Because if David Icke is Jesus reincarnated, then that means that Jesus does believe in reincarnation.
Ooh. But that means that he's probably like one of the Hindu gods. Actually, Jesus is a Hindu god. Did you know that?
Is he?
Yeah, in Hinduism, they have like millions of gods. Gods for everything. And there is a Jesus in there. They just sort of included him. You know, why not? We've got so many others. We've got Vishnu, and that's the only name I know, but they have a lot of them.
Is it the same story or?
I have no idea. I think they just went, sure, why not? I don't think they really gave it much thought.
Because I do remember seeing that documentary, The Zeitgeist, where it would say like all this stuff about how religion was made up, and you can see the same story as Jesus appearing in many different things.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Watched all of that, and then later...
That is a complete conspiracy theory show. I should just point that out.
Yeah.
It's a great... They go into great detail on that.
That was one where it sort of got me, and then later it's just like, you know, all the facts they said in there, they're complete bullshit, and they just made it up, and it's like, I should have got suspicious when they're like, okay, God doesn't exist. Now September 11th.
When it somehow flips, and that's the moment I'm talking about here. When, you know, you're like, okay, they put out some, they say things that are the truth, and you go, well, I guess it is. Like, if you're not paying attention, you'll just go, okay, that sounds kind of right. And then they make all these assumptions on it, and then somehow America caused 9/11.
God doesn't exist, so therefore America caused 9/11.
And that's the trick. This is how you do conspiracy theories. It's about getting people on board to go, yep. Wait, what did I just agree to? Okay, so let's go into this. The key ideas of David Icke.
Yeah, this is as he developed later, and we're getting into the reptilians now.
How long until he got into the reptilians did he do this? This is 99 or something?
99 in his book, The Biggest Secret. Now, what David Icke, for people who aren't keeping up with what we're talking about, believes is that the world is run by a reptilian elite. That there are people who are in charge who are actually not really people, but reptilians disguised as people. And these reptilians are from a species known as the Anunnaki, from a planet in the Draco system. They're also pan-dimensional, so might mean that they're not actually from another planet. They're on this planet, but in a different dimension. They kind of come through. These reptile humanoids, who are also pedophiles.
Because why not?
Why not? Let's just add that on there. I love that in the first sentence here, it does finish by saying reptile humanoids and pedophiles. And the only word in the sentence that you can click on to go to a Wikipedia page is pedophiles.
In case you didn't know what that is. I mean, we all know what a reptilian humanoid is.
Which is quite a long page.
We don't need to go into that because I'm pretty sure we all know what that is.
That's another episode.
Yeah, if you're going to put a claim on someone, that is the place to do it. Like, just throw it in there in amongst all your other claims. And I did read a thing where there was a page I saw because I did do a little research for once on this, and there's one of those amazingly well-documented what David Icke said that came true, and one of them was he said that these people were pedophiles, and one has been proven to be a pedophile.
But he says that everyone is.
Yeah, but then you see the picture of the guy that he claimed was a pedophile, and you know, if you were told to draw a picture of what a pedophile looked like,
it's just this guy.
He's a gross-looking old man with like wacky colors on him.
Did he have weird, crazy eyes?
He had the small round glasses, dark glasses, so you couldn't see his eyes. You know, the pedophile glasses. I don't think that's a prediction. I think that's just an assumption anyone would make.
Did he have a mustache?
He might have. I think he had like at some point in his life. He was a bit older. He was very greasy. I think he had a big cigar too. Why not? If you're gonna be a, well, don't be. But if you're gonna So yeah, so these reptilian humanoids, which my question is then, like, let's be analytical about this. If you're a reptilian humanoid from a pan dimension, who's pan dimensional, being a pedophile mean that you have sex with young humans?
Well, that's the thing, that he thinks that they're all immortal, so if they're thousands of years old, then any human that they have sex with, they're a pedophile.
We count as underage. But yeah. Then that wouldn't that just make them bestiality people, wouldn't it? Because they're not human? Or is he implying that they have sex with the really young reptilian humanoids? And if so, maybe that's just how they breed in their pan-dimensional
race. Yeah, if they're doing it in their species, I mean, we won't judge.
Some animals have sex with much younger, like, you know, I don't know what of age is. I don't know why I'm defending them. Okay, so he thinks that these reptilian humanoids and pedophiles are running the world. Okay.
And they are such people as George Bush.
George Bush is a reptilian humanoid.
Both of them. All the Bush family. They're just all that whole family, reptiles.
Which means that George Bush's mum, Barbara Bush, would be a reptilian humanoid as well? Like, George Bush Sr. found another reptilian humanoid and bred with them? Or did he bring her in? Maybe she was underage.
They do a lot of, like, incestuous things, so they might be related. Yeah, so they talk about a lot of inbreeding.
Reptilian, humanoid, pedophilic, inbreeding, world conspiracy. This is great.
Because they think that the royal family is part of it.
Well, I can get the incest part of that. I mean, if you know about royal bloodlines. I mean, it's a little better now. They're getting out of the gene pool. But if for a long time, that the inbreeding part was true amongst royal people. I had no idea that they were reptilian. Let's keep going on this. I am not done breaking this down. Because we all know what a reptile is on Earth. There's birds, mammals, reptiles. Amphibians. Why are the pan-dimensional things considered reptilian? Do they have cold blood? Do they lay eggs? Are we just looking at what they are compared to reptiles? Or do all reptiles come from a pan-dimension? Like, they've crossed a dimension to be here, and that's why crocodiles are really scary.
Crocodiles do look like they're from another dimension. Scary so all that. Lizards are from another dimension. What about snakes?
Maybe you need feet to cross. I don't know. But
turtles?
Turtles.
Because turtles are amphibians, but aren't amphibians...
Well, no, they're reptiles. Not amphibians. They're reptiles. Amphibians are like frogs, things that go in and out of water but also have like a certain skin.
Turtles aren't amphibians.
I'm pretty sure. You know, I don't know. I'm gonna withdraw my confidence.
No.
I'm gonna maintain my statement but withdraw how confidently I said it. I'm pretty sure. Because, well, an amphibian tends to be like things that have like soft skin, like a frog that absorb water through it, and they have soft shell eggs rather than hard shell eggs like turtles.
No, you stated your opinion. I'm just gonna edit out everything that just has you explaining yourself.
All right.
No matter how hard you try, it's just gonna be like you firmly believing, like, right. Turtles are amphibians, damn it. Turtles are amphibians. Oh no, turtles are reptiles.
Damn it. Alright, well, in for a penny, in for a pound. Turtles are reptiles, and anyone who says any different is a fool and a communist.
I think I found my opening quote for the start of the episode.
That's gonna be one of them.
Turtles are reptiles. You're all a bunch of communists. They're also reincarnations of reptiles. Did you know that turtles caused 9/11? It's the hard shell. If you actually look at the pattern on the back of a shell, you actually see the Twin Towers falling.
You're not far from David Icke. You just believe a shell over him.
I can do this. See, this is great fun. I gotta wonder, like he probably genuinely believes this. He might actually be. Look at me say might. He's crazy. But if you weren't crazy, how much fun would you have doing this? Let's just make wild claims. The point of it is you gotta make it so it's not disprovable because you're talking about something that's so obscure. Oh no, but you can't prove that George Bush is a reptilian humanoid, because if you did tests on him to see if he was a human, not only would they be faked, but he's able to morph into human form for brief periods of times, like when he goes to the doctors.
Here you go. You have down here the first reptilian breeding program took place over 200,000 to 300,000 years ago.
So in a 100,000 year period, and perhaps creating Adam, who then created Eve, which I like that he keeps it in line with the Bible.
Well, he's Jesus, so.
He's Jesus, so it's got to make sense.
He wouldn't lie. I mean, that was his first book.
That's true.
He's written many books since then, but he has never had a bestseller like that.
It just came out, took the world by storm. I like that there's no backing of why he believes these things. Like, there's no source data. It also doesn't say anywhere that a citation's needed. He doesn't need to be citated.
No, they do have citations here. That's what those are, the references.
Oh, the references are his books. Lewis and Kahn. I don't know what that'd be someone else.
I know, because if you click on them, it brings you down to where that is. And you can click on that just tells you where it came from.
The top. See where it was highlighted?
I don't know, they're all just...
Down a little bit further. further.
Down further.
See, oh, yeah. Lewis and Khan. Oh, but it doesn't actually go anywhere.
And that's how references work on Wikipedia.
Okay, so see, we're all learning. We're here for entertainment value. We're not here for reviewing sources of facts. I'm just interested to know that you can just say these things. 200 to 300,000 years ago, that's what happened. Okay. Buy my book. I think I will.
All right, so do you know Penn and Teller?
Oh, yes, I do know Penn and Teller. Great magicians.
Did you know they did a show called Bullshit?
Yes.
Did you know that David Icke appeared on Bullshit?
Oh, this we have got to see. David Icke, because I know the premise of the show Bullshit is to, they show you something and then they explain why it's bullshit. Hmm. Now, I don't know why Penn and Teller felt the need to show this was bullshit, because they've picked some big things, big topics. I believe they did the death penalty.
They did alternative medicine. They did fortune telling, talking to the dead.
Which is all things that, because they're magicians, they are in that world of like how illusions and cold reading works. Perfect for that. Perfect at talking about serious topics. Why is this guy given the time of day?
Well, they did do conspiracy theories, and it is only a short bit. It was not a whole
episode on him. They just felt the need to include him.
I think it was about UFOs and conspiracy theories in general.
Okay.
So he was sort of jammed in there. The video clip that I found from the episode is on YouTube, where
former Coventry City goalkeeper, which if anyone knows about football or English soccer, Coventry City, oh, what a team. He was a B-grade player. You're a crappy conspiracy nut, and you weren't even a good goalkeeper.
But it is one of the best videos for seeing what his views are on the lizard people, or getting him to talk about the lizard people.
Which is good, because it's short, he has to be compact and get to the point.
See, human. See, that's what they look like. Name's George Bush, both of them as reptilians. Oh, there, I saw it too.
Oh, there it is. Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay, so just a quick rundown on what we've just watched. We've just checked out his YouTube clip on Penn and Teller Bullshit. Pretty much he just says, yeah, they're reptilians. They interbreeded very long ago, an alien race interbreeded with humans, and some humans are hybrid human aliens, and that's why they control the world. There's no backing of why this is true.
No, but it was only a short little thing. I mean, he's written about 20 odd books, so I'm assuming he goes into explanations. He does famously, when he's doing speeches and stuff or talks, he can do it for up to about 10 and a half hours. He can be on stage just rambling and talking. So wow. In fairness, I believe if you did ask him why you believe this, sit down, you're in for a while. He'll explain himself. I don't know how much of it makes sense, but...
But that's an old trick. I mean, I know people that, you know, like, you don't agree with them, but they probably think you do because they just keep talking and you're just like, sure, what? You don't even want to argue anymore because you're bored. Like, that's an old trick. Just keep talking and eventually people will just give in. I think it's actually a pretty clever movement he's got here. I make these wild claims, and if you want to verify it, you just got to read my book. Buy my book. I have 14 books which will explain this. Buy all 14.
All right. Now, at the beginning of this podcast, you said that the more crazy someone's theory is, the more you respect it.
Yes.
How are you going so far?
I got to say, I got to respect the commitment to the bit. This guy has got it. This is like, there is no backing at all. Like, even when he does explain things, there's no actual explanation, but he's so confident. He said in that YouTube clip we just watched, I am certain that the queen is a reptile. Certain. I'm not that confident. I'm not very certain of many things. And to put something like that out there and be certain, you know what? I'm starting to believe him.
Well, he calls those people red dresses these days. Kind of like the picture that he has here on his website of George Bush, Queen Elizabeth, and Tony Blair. All red dresses with partial reptilian qualities.
And they have a flag, I see.
They have a flag.
It's kind of like the UN flag or the UNICEF flag as like the top corner, and then it's like red with, it's kind of like the American flag or like the United Kingdom flag, kind of.
I don't know.
Which I think is very clever because they put together like, you know, the two basically, you know, like how the concept of a flag is put together very well. Okay.
Everyone who exists in the world, he breaks down into three groups, and we'll see if we can guess what group you fall into and what you think he falls into.
Group number one is
the red dresses. These are people who lack consciousness or any free will. They're not human. Their human bodies are holographic veils. They are controlled by the lizard people. These are the lizard people who are sort of in charge because they're not the actual people. The people are like puppets that they're using.
Okay, so it's not a real person at all. It's like there's some reptile in another dimension playing a video game and you're their guy in the video game.
Yes.
That's what you say. And they're called red dresses.
And they're the red dresses. So George Bush is actually being controlled by a reptile that's sitting there controlling him like a video game.
So this is kind of like the Matrix, you know. No, you weren't. You were looking at the girl in the red dress.
The second group is, and this is my favorite word when it comes to conspiracies, the second group is called the sheeple.
Oh, I love it when they combine words to make something completely retarded. Sheeple.
Now, this is vast majority of humanity. This is most people who are being controlled.
So most people listening, you're probably, according to David Icke, a sheeple.
And they are like the vast majority of doctors and the media and just general people who just keep saying the information that they're told to say over and over again to keep the illusion that we're all free and that lizard people aren't controlling it.
Okay, so the lizards are controlling the sheep.
And the third group of people are the people who have some form of awakening.
And what I'm guessing that's going to be him?
Yeah, the third and the smallest group are those who see through the illusion. They are usually dubbed dangerous or mad.
Funny that. So, you know those guys on the who stand on the corners with, you know, the Ender's Nigh signs? Those guys.
But they're the only ones who see the real truth.
That's true. In a crazy world, the sane would appear crazy.
So we have the three categories, the red dresses, the
holographic
controlled by the lizard people.
Then you got regular people.
Which are the sheeple.
Is sheep people, as in, you know, you're all a bunch of sheep, but we're people. We're sheeple.
And then let's call the third group the awakened.
The awakened, which is such a lovely title for someone so freaking crazy.
So which group do you think he falls into?
Yeah, I'm going to say the third group. I think he's awakened.
He definitely is awakened.
According to him, he is awakened. I just want to check, how do I know I'm a red dress or not? Like, for those at home, I'm sure you got the same concern as me. If I'm a hologram who has no control over what I'm doing, would I be aware of this?
Well, you're aware of it because your consciousness is the lizard people's consciousness.
I would say it says that they lack consciousness and free will. So I'd just be like a robot. It'd be a reptile somewhere else controlling my every move. And I wouldn't be aware of this. Is that what it's saying? Or is it, well, because your guy in your computer game doesn't know that.
It's kind of like in a computer game, but you can tell him what to say and what to do. So in essence, he has your consciousness.
Okay. So it's like the computer game thing where you're thinking and doing everything for them.
You got to think about it not so much as a computer game, that if you had a puppet, if you're talking with the puppet doesn't have consciousness.
Okay.
It's just you. So it kind of does have consciousness because it's you.
Okay. So if I'm not sure if I'm a red dress or not, I wouldn't be.
No.
Also, I'm not in charge of any country. No. That seems to be a good hint. If you're in charge of things, you're probably a red dress, right? That's how this works. Anyone who has any kind of power in the world. Okay. So I'm guessing from the fact that I'm questioning this, or is this an elaborate disguise by a reptile? Maybe I am a red dress and you just don't know. I don't know because I'm not conscious. Maybe this is all words coming through. There's some reptile in the other world with a microphone right now using his Garth voice. I don't know, but I don't own a red dress. I want to put that out there. But yeah, let's be real. We're all sheeple. That's what he's calling us.
Well, personally, as a red dress myself, I know that you're not.
Okay, you didn't see me in any of the meetings.
Yeah, you weren't in any of the last meetings.
I'd like to think, though, the red dresses are like people who play Call of Duty online. They're all playing the computer game in a room there with their Coke and probably a bong or something. And they all have that, communication, their microphone to talk to each other. Oh, there's a dude around the corner. Go get him. Yeah. I'll be the Queen of England this time.
Just every now and then, I'll just, freeze. And then I'll just, come back and it's just sorry, dude, I just had to pee.
And you get respawned. That's probably the best part of it.
You see me get hit by a bus and then you're like, Ben! And then I come up behind you. I'm like, hey, I respawned. Why are you flashing? Oh, I'm invincible for a few seconds.
And then you freeze again. You come back. Sorry, my mom just needed me to take the rubbish out.
Lizard mums, right?
Yeah.
You get it.
That old chestnut. All right, so red dresses are holograms that are made up. Sheeple are us, essentially. He's calling us all a bunch of sheeple.
Yeah, you're classic sheeple.
I really am. You know, I'd get that on a t-shirt. Sheeple. Sheeple for life. But he is saying, though, that the... Because essentially, the awakened are sheeple who found out the truth. They were, reborn. Kind of like when you find Jesus. So you're all sheeple, but you could be awakened if you find the truth. If you listen to these people that everyone else says is crazy, you could become awakened to the truth.
Hold on. So there are more lizard people than people who know the truth?
I'm guessing that's what he's saying. Yeah, there's...
Because wouldn't the lizard people have to surround themselves with regular people? They would have, little assistants and stuff like that. Assistants lizard people?
No, they'd be sheeple. You're conscious, but you're aware that you're unaware of it. You're going around, just reciting what you've been told. They include the repeaters. People in positions of influence who repeat what other people tell them. So that's how it works. jerks, man. This actually makes sense to me. Like, I've worked with people that they're not rich, but they worship the ground rich people walk on because, I don't know, they think that if they're cool, if they're nice to rich people will give them money. That's how you become rich, by sucking up to rich people. And I'll go as far as to say, if I meet a rich person, I'll suck up as much as I can, because, like, what's to gain from sucking up to a poor person? Maybe they don't stab you. But with a rich person, suck up to them. Not only will they not stab you, there's a possibility they'll give you money. And that's the best bet I've got.
Yeah, repeaters are the sheeple. So they're the people who discredit conspiracy people. Is that what we're doing?
You know what? I like to think that I'm being unbiased. I just report these things and talk about... We're just talking about the entertainment value of it. And I guess, if anything, we're for the conspiracy because it's pretty entertaining. Say what you want. This is primetime viewing, people.
All I know is I've stuck exactly to the script the lizard people gave me.
Well, you are the lizard people, so they...
Yeah. Well, other lizard people gave me.
I want to point out that this red dress thing came out in a book. Feel free to buy it and read it if you really want to buy in, called Infinite Love is the Only Truth, where he says that red dresses are in charge of everything. Now, when did The Matrix come out? Yeah, now, if you look at the plot of The Matrix, very similar. The red dresses are kind of like Agent Smith. The sheeple are just the people walking around The Matrix. And the awakened, hey, look at how that works, are the people who have been awoken from The Matrix. I think he watched The Matrix and got confused. He still looks for that computer.
See, it's funny you should mention that, because, all right, we've gone with the world's gonna end in 92 and I'm Jesus.
Okay, yep.
We've gone pedophile lizards run the entire world.
With you on that.
Okay, he still needs to get that little bit crazier.
We're
not done yet.
What's that next level?
Okay, the next level is The Matrix.
Oh.
We are in fact in The Matrix, hence why he starts referring to people as red dresses and the awakened. You know, because he did watch The Matrix, and I think The Matrix had a bit too much of an influence on him. Because around 99, did start thinking about how maybe we are all a part of the Matrix.
He really got involved.
And it is the moon is shooting down holographic images that stimulate the left hemisphere of our brain, which is our reality sensor, and it manipulates it. So this is a holographic world that we live in.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Aren't people crazier on a full moon? That's true. That's a real thing. If anyone who works in an emergency ward knows that when there's a full moon, the crazies come out and the emergency ward is packed. It makes a lot of sense. And I was going to dispute that and go, obviously that can't work because it would mean it only happens at night. But the moon's out during the day. You can see it. So when there's no moon, that's when we're not crazy. Is that what he's saying?
Well, there is never no moon. The moon's always there. It doesn't have to be facing you. It encompasses the whole Earth.
Okay. So it's like waves that can go through the center of the Earth and get to us all. Okay. Well, that makes sense.
It's quite powerful, the lizard people.
They are. That's true. Well, it's a pan-dimensional torch, I'm guessing.
But he was a bit iffy about that because he thought that the moon probably wasn't big enough to deal with that.
Okay, well, I'm losing respect. If you're gonna say something, dude, I don't care how the more crazy it is, the more confident you gotta be.
Oh no, he's not saying he's wrong, because the moon is just an amplifier.
Ah, well, that makes
the
sense.
The signals were coming from the moon, but the moon is not the origin of the signals.
It's like on your power grid, you've got power stations, what are those ones called, where it allows it to charge up? It's like that. Okay, so it's coming from another source. Now, does he say what the source is?
He does say what the source is.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Are you familiar with Saturn's rings?
You know, I've heard of them.
Because apparently they are not a naturally forming thing. They were man-made. No, they were reptilian-made.
Were they reptiles disguised as humans? Or were they just reptiles?
No, well, they were just in their reptile form. No need to disguise yourself as when you're just developing a ring on a planet.
That's true. They're too far away to be seen.
You've got to think of the ring of Saturn like a CD. Huh. And the gravity of Saturn is spinning the CD. Okay. And the information is being projected to the moon and from the moon amplified so it can go through the entire planet.
How long is the CD? Like, and is it on repeat or is it on shuffle?
What if there's like a scratch in it somewhere?
That would explain a lot. That would explain why a lot of things, you know, like have you ever had deja vu? The Matrix? That's Saturn rings skipping. I wonder if he's gonna keep up with technology. Like, oh, okay, forget about the Saturn rings. Like, you ever noticed how Pluto kind of looks like an iPod? See, now everything's on MP3s. Yeah, we don't do records or CDs anymore. Have you ever noticed how Saturn's kind of blue, like Blu-ray? Okay, so, and he's saying Saturn is the source of these radio wave things that are putting misinformation in our heads.
Yes, the Saturn moon matrix.
Okay, so it goes from Saturn. Saturn's essentially the CD player. amplifier. The moon is the speaker or the amplifier. Amplifier slash speaker. Travels all the way through from Saturn to the moon. I'm guessing not by a cord.
No.
No, it just...
It's wireless.
Okay, wireless. So he's on
Wi-Fi. People had wireless technology before we did.
You'd imagine so. That's probably where it came from.
Which my Bluetooth headphones, they stop working at like 2 meters. It's pretty impressive then to go from Saturn to moon.
Yeah.
Because that would be like, could you imagine leaving your phone on the moon and still being able to use your headphones on Saturn?
That's pretty good. I mean, inconvenient when you want to skip a song or needing to recharge it, but that's pretty amazing. That's some serious Wi-Fi connection right there. Okay, so their spacecraft. This is really hard to follow. This is when we get to the point that we've gone from, okay, he's the son of God, and now we're at Saturn as a CD player. And it's one of those like, okay, slow down, guys. I gotta make sure I understand what you're saying. We're so far beyond whether this is true or not. And it's like, I can't even keep up with what you're claiming.
It is beyond crazy.
And they built Saturn. Okay. So the aliens only really... Like it needs to be a CD or a record for information storage because they didn't... Like, right now, we've got everything on, like, hard drive. Well, a hard drive does have CDs in it.
Yeah, it's a lot of hard drives still use the spinning disk. You have the solid-state drives that are different than flash drives.
Do you reckon he has, like, a flash drive plug into the moon now? Like, they just went, this is actually a lot easier. And it can hold, like, a couple of terabytes.
They go back to the moon. They just see, like, this big USB. Slot.
See, if you look at the graphics of this, what we thought was a canyon, it's actually, that would fit a USB perfectly. What I'd really like is if it wasn't like a big one, if it was literally just the size of a regular USB, just plug it in. Hey, look at that. Now you can dial out.
I'd like to see someone go up there and then they go to put in the USB and go, it doesn't fit. Oh, wait, it's not around.
Because who has, every time I've ever plugged in a USB, that's exactly what happened. Even when I look at it and go, okay, clearly this is the right side up, I still screw it up.
I have to change it round 2 or 3 times before I get it right.
Yeah, I'll put it in and go, okay, that's not the right way. Flip it around and go, okay, that's really not the right way. And then, oh, now it works.
Because even when I have it right the first time, I don't realize that until I tried to put it in the fourth time.
You start off on the right one. Wrong, 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 wrong. Okay, now we got it. So I guess we're a bunch of sheeple. Clearly the reptilian people put that out there to confuse us and disillusion us because they want bad things to happen to us. And this is how when Saturn broadcasts to the moon to our heads, it's teaching us, like, you know, put USBs in the wrong way so that, you know, you get frustrated and then bad things. He doesn't go in to say why they want bad things to happen. I guess we got to read the books.
I like the title of this book where he introduces the moon matrix. It's called Human Race, Get Off Your Knees. The Lion Sleeps No More.
First off, I'd just like to say that if you do feel like being on your knees in front of me, not you, Ben, any female listeners, maybe. Ladies, that's okay. I don't think he's having a go at you. But yeah, he's saying that we're all slaves. We're all living on our knees. The lion sleeps no more. We're going to get off our knees. We're going to rise up because humans are lions and bad people are reptiles. Hey, who'd
win? Do lions eat reptiles?
Well, this is what I'm going to get to. The question, the ultimate question here, who'd win in a fight, a crocodile or a lion?
I think crocodile.
Yeah, crocodile. The lion sleeps no more. It doesn't matter.
I make the assumption that if you ask the question, what would win, a crocodile or a... Don't finish that question.
It doesn't really
it's
matter.
Crocodile.
It doesn't matter what you say after crocodile. It's crocodile.
I heard the most terrifying fact about crocodiles, that they have been documented to be able to climb some trees.
Oh, I didn't need to know that.
Which, that was the classic thing of, like, you climb up in a tree to
You're
hide from
be
it.
Safe.
But then it waits you out and you starve to death and fall out and it eats you anyway. But knowing now that it could climb the tree, my plan was to climb a tree to, like, think of a plan B. But if I climb a tree and I see it following me, I'm like, well, that's fucked.
Oh, well, we're screwed now. This basically means all my tree climbing as a kid wasted time. Obviously, we're not descended from monkeys because, you know, we're reptilian real. I don't know what the hell he's saying anymore. I lost the plot half an hour ago. All our monkey training, all our monkey instincts, not handy. No. Not even against crocodiles, which you'd imagine a crocodile. Although there is one thing I've seen. I've seen documentation of this. Crocodiles get eaten by anacondas. And I've seen footage of an anaconda eat a crocodile and then die because the crocodile is too big in its stomach. So you see this burst stomach anaconda with a crocodile hanging out of it. Dead crocodile in a dead anaconda. And you know what? It's not a very good picture. It's kind of gross.
See, an anaconda just seems like a very confident creature. It just looks at everything and just goes, yeah, I'll have a go.
Yeah, why not? Snakes are known for like eating things way bigger than them because they can move their jaw and they can expand their body. But when you're an anaconda, you are so big. That's as big as snakes get, and they get huge. Like, it is ridiculous. ridiculous how big anacondas get.
What about a boa constrictor? Are they bigger or smaller?
I believe they're smaller because, like, anacondas are water-based and water things tend to get bigger.
Well, let's have a look. How big is an anaconda?
Yes, we need to know this. If we're going to be taking on the reptilians, we're going to need to know what the biggest reptilian.
How big is an anaconda?
An anaconda,
5.21 meters or 17.1 feet.
Which is, that's their average.
Yeah, well, that's average.
That's, like, they're known to grow to that size. That's like...
That's pretty big, though.
5.21 meters. All right, and...
Well, I'll type in biggest, then.
Yeah, biggest. Let's go biggest. There are some fake photos they have there.
33...
feet.
Yeah, that can't be real.
Oh, yeah, a picture of a guy patting a snake. That's not real at all.
No, that's...
You can see he's photoshopped in.
That doesn't even look like a big species of snake. No, or do they go 33 feet?
Okay, or 10 meter. Construction workers discover a 10 meter anaconda, which 33 feet is about 10 meters. I love that Americans spell meters the wrong way. So 10 meters.
Yeah, 10 meters. So about 5 to 10 meters you can have an anaconda at. That's pretty big.
How big's boa constrictor?
Oh, yeah, check boa that? Constrictor.
Because that's what we're checking here.
Nah, Google doesn't work for that one.
Oh, damn it. Yeah, you got to go to Alta Vista. Is that still a thing?
I don't think so.
And let's not check.
No, we don't want to...
Boa, yeah. B-O-E, space,
con...
Or maybe it's B-O-A.
I'll get close enough, we'll figure it out.
Yeah, the great thing about the internet and Google is it knows we're idiots. Oh, boa, yeah, with an A. Okay, that's weight. Where's the size? Biggest, put down biggest.
I got how long?
5.5 meters.
So about the same.
They are about the same, but I believe anacondas are thicker.
You're just trying to win this either way. Like, it's anacondas, damn it. Let's have a quick look here. Biggest. So maybe boa constrict... Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't really say.
They're trying to hide the truth from us. It's all a part of this David Icke conspiracy here.
I'll give you that just because I can't be bothered looking up anything that rebuts it. So
the point is, I don't want to...
The podcast official stance now is anacondas are bigger than boa constrictors.
Now, I know that's going to cause huge controversy, but I will say this. I don't want to deal with either one. I don't like snakes at all. But once they get to a certain size, it doesn't really matter how big they are.
They're all too big for me.
That's right. I can't deal with any of them. The small snakes are the poisonous ones. The big ones are the crush your bones ones. Once I can't hold up a snake, lift a snake, it really doesn't matter how whether it's like 20 meters or 30 meters. It's still going to kill me and there's nothing I can do about it.
I don't like a snake unless I've seen someone else hold it first. If someone else holds it first, then I'm like, oh, it's fine. It didn't bite them. Probably won't bite me.
Yeah, nah, I don't do that. I don't play with snakes. There are some things I will never do. Hold a snake, play with a snake is one of them. And that's a personal choice. Please respect that. I'm going to wake up with a snake in my bed or something.
If I had my way, you would.
We're never going to do a dare show now.
I wake up with one in my bed every morning. Heyo.
Heyo. It must be in rigor mortis or something. All right, so we're up to snakes. We're up to Saturn's and the moon matrix, which if you're going to make a claim, why not make, like, because honestly, can you prove that wrong? I don't think NASA can.
Before you go on, I got to take a whiz pretty bad.
Yeah, I might follow you. Yeah. Not in there at the same time.
All right, so we're on Saturn
right now.
Okay, so that was the Saturn moon matrix. Once again, I don't think NASA can disprove that.
No, they can't.
Like, how many satellites past it? 2-3 satellites have gone past Saturn?
Yeah, but those satellites were just made by reptilians anyway, so...
That's a really good point.
It wasn't projecting real images. It was images of what they wanted you to see.
That's true, because humans don't have that kind of technology.
Because you remember how they accidentally shot that face on Mars? And... when they shot that and then all of a sudden they took another picture from a different angle and goes, oh, see, it's just a rock formation. It was just a coincidence. It looked like a face. They were covering that up.
They really were. I mean, why would they have released it in the first place if it wasn't real?
Well, that was one of the sheeple who was just like, wow, this is interesting. We found a face on Mars. And then as soon as the reptilians found out, they're like, oh shit, we got to cover this up.
And then that same person was like, oh yeah, I see from a different angle. Yeah, you're right. Everyone, it wasn't real.
They've spotted Bigfoot on Mars.
I believe that.
There's actually...
He gets around.
I'll show you this while we're on. Go...
Oh my god, this is a thing?
Oh, it still came up.
Oh wow, that is Bigfoot.
So that's a picture. If you type into Google Bigfoot on Mars, there are a few pictures that they have there of Bigfoot being spotted on Mars.
And that's totally Bigfoot. And that's like from a space probe. That's a Mars probe, lunar lander or whatever they call them. That's not edited. That's a total thing. How can you prove that's not real?
They had a couple of ways. First of all, it looks like Bigfoot's walking.
Oh, he might be sitting down. I like to think he's just sort of kneeling. He's got his arm out.
Well, the thing is in order for this picture to be taken with the camera, it takes it in a way where it takes a long time for it to take it. So he would have had to have stood still for about 5 minutes.
Well, maybe if you look at what he's doing, he could just be sitting there, like, you know, checking his arm. He's looking at his watch or something.
But he would have had to not move his arm at all.
Well, to be not spotted for so long on Earth, you'd think that Bigfoot would be good at sitting still for a really long time with his arm out.
There's also, they looked at it closer, it's a rock.
Well, that's what the reptilians tell you.
Well, there you go.
Like, you can't prove it's not Bigfoot, okay? How do you even know what Bigfoot looks like? I'll tell you how. He looks like that.
He does.
He does. He looks exactly like that.
It is a pretty good dead ringer. When you see it, you're like, holy shit, that is Bigfoot on Mars.
I love that.
There's no way around it.
This is what we've come down to. We can identify a creature that doesn't exist. This is my dragon theory. I've told you about this before. Everywhere around the world, there are different kinds of dragons. You know, like if you look in China, they're kind of like long, skinny ones. Japan has like kind of almost lion-like dragons. In England, they're more reptile, eh? Reptilian, more lizard-like dragons. Everyone around the world has a different kind of dragon. And dragons don't exist. There was never dragons. There are no dragons. Yet every race, for some reason, has got their own specific kind of dragon. What the hell is wrong with people? Could that be proof that the reptilians are, in fact, a true thing taking us all over?
It could be.
It could be. Probably not.
Well, they sit down here. If you go down to the reception of how he's been taken, a request was filed in New Zealand to ask John Key, the Prime Minister, if he was a reptilian lizard. And okay. Also, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg was asked the same thing at a Q&A in 2006.
Both men said they were not lizards.
And a Key added that he had taken the unusual step of consulting not only a doctor, but a vet.
And, like, this is where you gotta go, like, the fact that he went to all that effort, it's kind of fishy, isn't it? Kind of reptilian in nature. That's a bit conspicuous to me. I think he must be. I mean, not only did he deny it, but he went out of his way to prove beyond doubt that he's not. I think he definitely is.
All right, well, picture in the future, you become a world-famous podcaster.
That should be, what, next week, yeah?
And people ask you, Garth, are you a reptile? Are you one of these reptile Anunnaki overlords?
Are you talking to me, or are you talking to the pan-dimensional lizard that controls me? Because you're really asking two different questions there. You know, you gotta be, you know, am I? Well, who am I? What am I? Are you talking to the hologram? Or are you talking to the person? Are you asking the phone? Or are you asking the person on the other end of the phone? Okay, let's say you're talking to the phone. The phone's name is Nokia, because I'm cheap. Okay, let's go with what people know. iPhone. Are you a reptile? Well, no, the iPhone's not a reptile. The person on the other end of the iPhone is the reptile. So really, they're asking the wrong question there. Is that gonna make things worse for me?
I think I would just own it and say, yeah, I'm a reptile.
Sure, why not?
I rule this world. Now never bring it up again or I'll destroy you.
I do like that it says at the beginning, Ike has emerged as a professional conspiracy theorist.
That's a cool job.
Where was my guidance counselor on that one? I love it when you're a professional conspiracy theorist. Like, because when you hear conspiracy theory, it's saying that you make up stuff relating to, like, that confuses the truth. What do you do? Oh, I'm a professional guy who makes up stuff and obscures the truth. It's not, I'm a professional truth teller. I'm not a professional enlightener. No, I'm a professional guy who makes wild allegations that in no way can he back up. That just confuses people who are most likely to be confused by other people. Impressionable people.
Here's what I find is the strangest part of the page.
Oh, this is the strangest part?
In 2013 survey in the United States by the public policy polling, 4% of people believe that lizard people control our society.
Well, that's good. Now we know that 4% of America are actually the lizard people. Like, because the rest are sheeple.
Because what's population of the United States?
18.9 million people. That was in 2014.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Well, with their lack of gun control and overbreeding, it's probably still about the same.
So there are about 12,750 people who believe that lizard people control the world.
I don't think you did that right. 4% of 300 million.
Yeah, that's probably going to be...
It's going to be in the millions.
Okay, so...
It's going to be about 12 million.
Oh, yeah, I did the... Yeah, so that's right. Yeah.
Yes.
0.04.
There's nearly 13 million people in America who believe that lizard people control the world.
13 million. That's insane.
Who do you 4%
think... doesn't sound like a lot, but 13 million.
That's like almost Australia. Imagine if every state of Australia other than South Australia believed that lizard people controlled Australia.
Would he think that Donald Trump is a lizard? Alien? Is a lizard?
Would they vote for them or against them? Like, because they believe that they do control. So if they don't vote for the lizard people, then really they're voting against what they believe. Meanwhile, have you ever seen Tony Abbott?
He could be a lizard.
Yeah, like, I don't think he's hiding it that well.
There is a little bit of plausibility to this.
This is starting to make a lot more sense to me. You know, I'm starting to get some new beliefs, and you better respect them.
So do you think then when aliens used to land on Earth and they would come up and say, take me to your leader, what they were really saying was, take me to your lizard?
Well, if you look at where they land, like, have you ever been to New Mexico? Like, there's a lot of desert out there. That's where a lot of reptiles live. Why do they not land in the major cities? Well, what lizards are there? Just the little ones. They want to talk to the big... I bet if you go to, what are those big lizards called?
Guanas?
No. Goannas. No, the really big ones.
The Komodo dragons?
That's the one. If you go to Komodo, I believe that's the island's name, go to Komodo,
Islands, yeah, in Indonesia.
If you ask Indonesians, do aliens come down? They're like, all the time! You know, the Komodo dragons are here. They just want to talk to them. they're not really interested in us. They've got more important things to do. And frankly, we don't know what the lizards are saying, so it's kind of irrelevant to us.
Yeah, Komodo dragons are scary.
They have a poisonous bite.
Yeah, they kind of just bite you and then fuck off.
Well, then they just kind of hang out near you until you die. They bite you and then stay, like, you know, within a couple hundred meters of you at all times, wherever you go. They're not going to attack you again. They can wait.
But they sort of got a system where it doesn't tend to bother them too much if the one that bites you is the one that ends up eating you. Their basic survival strategy is just to have as many dead and dying things on the island as possible.
Yep, at all times. It's just future meals. It's like when you take your sausages out of the freezer so they can defrost. It's exactly like that. What, you guys want to have sausages for... Hey, do you guys feel like having Ben for dinner tomorrow? Yeah, get him out of the freezer. Just give him a little nip. All right, keep him close. Don't let him go far. Keep him on the side of the sink so that when he defrosts, like, you know, it doesn't get everything wet.
I remember seeing that in a documentary once where there was a place in Indonesia where they had Komodo dragons near them, where that was just part of life, that a Komodo dragon could just come up and grab one of your kids and drag it off.
And then they just accept that.
That's like, I couldn't deal with that day to day.
Come on, we're people. We're humans. This is what we do. We destroy species. Apparently we're too good at it. Like, yeah. You know, everyone's dying. And this is what, when we say, oh, we should live in harmony with all the animals, that's what they're talking about. Well, you know, so what if every once in a while we lose a person? What's that? Well, it's a lot to that person. I mean, forget guns. We have spears. We can kill these lizards with spears. I'm pretty sure that's a safe bet. Why don't you do something?
Yeah, I'm all for saving species, but to hell with jellyfish, Komodo dragons, and mosquitoes.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, like, I think Seinfeld said it, where, you know, vegetarians might be at a vegetarian meeting talking about, you know, it's inhumane, we shouldn't be killing animals. Oh, mosquito. They'll kill a mosquito in a second. There's exceptions to every rule.
I heard this thing where people were putting forward the idea of, what if we extinct the mosquito? They're actually not that very useful in the food chain. Anything that lives off them lives off something else majority of it.
That's
the time.
True.
So we got rid of them, it would probably be fine. Less disease.
They don't pollinate or anything. They don't do anything useful.
They're kind of a nuisance.
They really are.
I would be on board if they were like, we're just going to wipe out the mosquito. I'm like, well, it's better than when we were wiping out the whales.
Yeah, I mean, we could use them for oil. That's what it comes down to. If you look at, like, the world, like, look at the cane toad, look at weeds. There are two kinds of plants: the ones we like and the ones that exist despite our intentions. And guess which one's more successful? Not the ones we like. Mosquitoes aren't around because we like them and we look after them. They're not around because we have a use for them. They're around because we can't kill them. They're better than us. They live off our blood and we can't do a damn thing about it. They're like lawyers in a way. Let's keep going on this conspiracy theory, because I'm reading ahead and it's getting to where I want to know. What's a conspiracy theory without something anti-Semitic?
Bingo. I think I just got conspiracy theory bingo on that one. Anti-Semitism.
Let me check your card.
Yep. Yeah, I got sheeple here.
You got sheeple, yep.
I've got reptilian elite.
Yep.
I've got pedophile.
You got George Bush.
I got George Bush. And senior and junior.
Senior, yep. I saw you got, yeah, that's a whole row. He's got bingo, everyone.
There we go, anti-Semitism. That's bingo. I've got the whole line.
See, I still had to get Illuminati.
I think Illuminati's actually on here, because that's what he does. We brushed over that, but there are names for the Brotherhood, the Babylonian Brotherhood, the Global Elite.
Are the prison wardens. We have to be very careful going through this, because it goes all over the place. What I like about this Wikipedia page, it doesn't matter where you look, you see something completely random. Yeah. I just saw Zulu Healer, then I looked around, Babylonian Brotherhood, look around, prison wardens, Bloodline, Sky News. It doesn't matter where you look, this is just so crazy. Rockefeller, and he has something to do with Egyptian pharaohs.
What is the Bilderberg Group? Every time I hear that, I think of Bilderberg. Build-A-Bear.
Build-A-Bear, which I'm pretty sure has not... Maybe it's a subsidiary of Bilderberg. If I had to guess, because it ends with Berg, it's probably something to do with Jews.
Apparently, what we were reading down there is he did... I think it's a meeting?
Political elite, experts from industry. Okay, this has nothing to... I think it's a place, Bilderberg.
Yeah, and it's just where a bunch of elites have a meeting.
Because I was going to say either German or Jewish, because I don't know the difference between those names. And I think that's an important difference in history.
But yeah, he apparently denied the Holocaust a little...
He said it was friggin' nonsense. Friggin' nonsense.
Well, that's the thing. People think that by reptilians, he really means Jews.
What?
Well, so they think that it's a metaphor where he doesn't really mean what he's saying. In order not to get in trouble, he's chose these lizard people, but really he means this like elite group who are like the Illuminati and mostly Jews.
Now, we got to mention, this is coming from the Ku Klux Klan.
Yeah, there's something about the Ku Klux Klan.
A lawyer who represented the Ku Klux Klan, which if you're a lawyer, like everyone deserves representation. That's how our system works. But would you get more or less work if you represented the Ku Klux Klan?
It says in here in 96, he spoke at a conference in Reno, Nevada, alongside people, including...
A Handgun Violence Prevention Act. Okay.
Yeah, including Kirk Loins, a lawyer who represented the Ku Klux Klan.
So this is people who are against gun control and non-white people. And he spoke with them. And this put out allegations that he's anti-Semitic because he spoke with them. The focus on protocols was taken to mean that Ike's reptilians were really Jews, which he called freaking nonsense. After complaints from the Canadian Jewish Congress, the CJC, as we all know it, he was briefly detained by immigration officials in Canada.
Because he denies the Holocaust as well.
So he is a Holocaust denier.
He is a Holocaust denier. He just doesn't think it happened.
Which I love that, once again, that's one of those claims where, like, okay, you want to claim that reptilians run the world? Fine by me. But there are certain people who have tattoos on their body of numbers. And what about the camps that they found? There are photos of the camp. What about all the... Okay, you know what? Maybe he has an answer for this. Maybe something's going on that I don't know.
Yeah, and three words. Saturn, Moon, Matrix.
You know what? You got me.
That's it. You got me. You can't prove it wrong.
I just want to go on record as saying that I believe the Holocaust happened, and it's not a Jewish thing. If you actually look at the statistics, only 50% of the people in the concentration camps were Jewish. The rest were gypsies and other such... There were races wiped out by the Holocaust. When was the last time you saw a Romani? Yeah, no.
True.
This is perfect sense right here. If anything, the Holocaust was... You know, I was going to say something, but I'm like, maybe this is going to be a problem later on. The point I was trying to make, and I'm going to work around this very carefully, there were races of people who are gone now as a result of the Holocaust. Jews, lots of Jews died in the Holocaust, total tragedy. But that's still a race that exists. So I don't know if I want to say this. Was the Holocaust really were the Jews the worst affected by the Holocaust? Is this... I'm so in trouble now because I'm making a logistic point, a statistical point, but that you don't say that. You don't say that. And I'm not in support of... I believe it happened. I'm just saying that there are complete races of people gone now. And it's... I didn't mean that. The lizard people told me to say that. I'm just a repeater.
See, I would like to add to that point. Actually, add is the wrong word. I would like to distance myself from that point.
I thought you were going to make this better for me, but really, it's just, it's time. I'm going like, down. Get off the ship, man.
It's like you're on your own, jerk off.
I want to make it very clear that the views stated by Garth Remington are not necessarily agreed or followed by Ben Graw.
My one thing I would say about racism and how things feel and how people should feel about certain events is if you're going to ask anyone, don't ask two white guys.
Yeah, I don't think we're
wrong.
We're wrong, apparently. Like, even though we didn't do anything wrong, we're in no position to say what's right.
Exactly. We don't understand any of it.
We just talk analytically about these things because we've read about them. We're well-versed in world culture as much as two white people. Can. Did you know there was a thing called the Holocaust? Oh, it sounds terrible. Tragic, tragic event. I think they should do something about that Hitler guy. I don't know why I had to do the African-American impersonation of a white American. I am white. Just my voice is like...
It's white enough already.
Exactly. If you're of any other ethnicity than white, you just heard me go like white squared, white to the power of three. Wow, that just got whiter. It's like the moon amplified my whiteness.
So as white people, we will state our opinions, but at the same time, if you tell us that we're wrong, you're right. We are wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. We've got nothing to back ourselves. We don't really experience racism as we know it, but at the same point, we don't cause any racism. We're not reptiles who have any power. So we can't really do anything.
Well, he's not.
And I just want to state, I love Chinese food and bagels and soul food. There is one place in this city where you can get soul food, and I think it's delicious. Now, does that make it worse or better? We don't know. We're white. Don't take anything we say seriously. And we're poor white. We're not like the bad white. We're not even
the good white.
We're the ones who can't get a job. Our whiteness won't even help us, all right? Let's get back to the crazy person.
There was one thing that I wanted to find on here that I heard earlier. We have said a lot of bad things about David Icke and made fun of him, but there was one story that did stand out to me about his early life before he went off the rails. He worked in the Royal Air Force as a medical orderly, and after an air crash into Chippingwarden Air Base in Northamptonshire, along with a squadron leader, Beric, I think is the other guy's name, okay, they ran into the burning aircraft without any protective clothing and saved the life of a crew member who was trapped inside.
So good on him. So
in his early life, he actually did risk his life to save somebody, went in a great deal of risk to himself and dragged someone out of a burning wreckage. So, I mean, out of all the crazy, at least, you know, he has done something good. And
That's a heroic thing. I really doubt I'd do that. But then again, when you believe the whole world's an illusion and a hologram, like, it's a little easy to do things like that.
That's true. Well, this is before he believed all that. That's he hadn't had enough. His awakening yet.
I will backtrack. You know, respect where respect's due. That's pretty cool.
Because I don't think I explained this, and I can't remember where it is on the page, but essentially he was told by a psychic that he would become very famous and he would be awakened to get a bunch of information. And, you know, it came to him where he felt this presence and he said, if there's someone there, please tell me. And suddenly he was walking through a bookstore and his feet were like
planted
on the ground. He couldn't move. And he was directed to this book that told him all this crazy stuff. And he started from there.
Like to know who was the author of that book. I'd like to know what the book was called, and
it's probably on this page somewhere.
Probably. There's a lot of... Anytime we try to read, to skim read, I get caught up.
I know, right?
He's a spokesman for the Green Party. Now, I'm guessing that... Is the Green Party in England the same as our Green Party?
Yeah, he's not a spokesman for the Green Party anymore. He used to be a spokesman...
Oh, before.
Before he went off. He actually...
Before, there's the psychic told him.
Yeah, where's that?
Just below Green Party. When a psychic told him in 1990, he had been placed on Earth for a purpose and would begin to receive messages from the spirit world, which kind of vague, I gotta say.
Yeah. Psychics are like that.
And that's when he told everyone he was the son of the Godhead.
Before he did that interview with Terry Wogan, he stepped down from the Green Party because he didn't want
them associated with his.
Them associated.
He doesn't want their green nonsense mixed up with his truth.
It just poisons it. And Greens have a reputation for being a bit nuts, and he didn't want any part of that.
He doesn't want to be seen as like some sort of extremist nut conspiracy guy. Clearly the Green Party is, and he's not. I think he's a success story of showing if you just say the wildest things with no backing, hey, you can be a bestseller.
That's it. You just gotta go crazy. Don't stop at yourself being Jesus and the world ending. Go for reptiles. Go for pedophiles. Holocaust didn't happen. Anti-Semitism. Sheeple. Sheeple is very important.
You gotta make up words. You gotta make claims that are offensive. You've gotta make wild allegations that are just completely ridiculous. You gotta shoot for the moon. That's the amplifier. You really gotta get into this. And yet, hey, look, he had a book in 2001, Children of the Matrix. If that movie didn't come out, where would he be now?
I think he has to pay royalties to the Wachowski brothers.
I think he does. Like, those two guys. Do you reckon they sort of sit around and go, look what we did? Yeah, we created a great trilogy, but this guy really got some ammunition out of us.
From the creators of The Matrix and David Icke.
P.S. We apologize.
There are some people who think that he's over the top crazy because it brings down the whole conspiracy genre. Other conspiracy nuts who aren't as crazy as him just go like, no, he's just too over the top, so people think we're all ridiculous.
He's the bad egg in the bunch of conspiracy theorists. Look, 9/11 didn't happen, and because he's talking about reptilians, people believe it did, okay? You're taking it too far, man.
Baby steps. I think he just keeps topping himself. I can't wait to see what he comes out with next. Because if you look at it going from I'm Jesus, reptiles, the whole world's a matrix, it just keeps getting better and better as it goes on. I can't wait to see the next theory to see if that's even better than the moon matrix.
And this is the same as any pop singer sensation. You've got to top your last one. Last album, it's your next up at bat that matters. Madonna continually reinvents herself. You got to come out with something new and even more, like Lady Gaga, every single time she comes out, something more extreme, more controversial. This is how you do it. He gets that. I would like to take a second to play a game with you, Ben.
Okay.
So, because we started this, you're like, he's a nut, and we know he's a nut. And I'm open to the possibility that we don't know. I want you, take your time, get ready for this. I want you to argue why he's wrong, and I will be the impartial viewer who, well, if he said it, it must be true. Try and disprove David Icke. For the record, I want this to go out there. So, well, David Icke says that reptilians are running the earth. Like, yeah, that's true. That could happen.
That could. I mean, surely we would have seen them.
No, but didn't he say that we can't see them with our senses because they're pan-dimensional?
Then how would he know about them?
Because he said that the Godhead talked to him. I mean, I haven't had the Godhead talk to me. That'd be really cool. If I had the Godhead talk to me, I'd know all kinds of things. And he's really lucky. He must be the next Jesus if Godhead talked to him, right?
What do you say to people who say this theory is just the result of concussions from football that's getting hit in the head?
Maybe that's how you get to talk to Godhead. Maybe the concussions, like, that's how you get out of the matrix, is like you have to be bashed in the head a little bit. That makes sense, doesn't it? We're so stuck in our reality, you have to be kind of knocked out of it.
Are the lizards going to be trapped in the matrix when all the payphones disappear?
Ooh. You know what? You need to write that into David. David, payphones are disappearing. What are you going to do about it? What's going to happen?
The lizard people will be trapped.
They'll be trapped here forever. They won't be able to get out.
That's how you know if someone's a lizard person. Landline.
Landline.
There's no reason to own a landline unless it's to get out of the matrix.
That is the greatest. Yeah, you're so on par with me here. Oh my God, I didn't even think about it. Because if you've ever met someone who has a landline, they look kind of lizardy. All right, so that's my little point there. Yeah, you can't prove it's wrong because it's so wildly
crazy.
And he's backed it up with so much. The arguments for the statements require arguments to the statements, which require, like, there is so much background to this that when you actually get down to it, you can't disprove it because it doesn't have a point to prove to begin with.
I think there's a thing that with every sentence that you say, it would take like 5 minutes to explain why that sentence is wrong.
And then in so doing would create, like, he has these little answers to those questions, which would require another five, and it just gets exponentially bigger.
Yeah.
Until we're talking about 30 different things, all of which are based on, well, you can't prove it doesn't happen. It's very possible that lizard people control the world. It's very possible. It's probably not, right? This is how I'm going to undo it. Humans are, by nature, if you look at history, we're not that good. We don't do nice things. We are, you know, you're a good human being. You're listening to the Ben and Garth podcast. You must be a good human being. You're rational. You're into these things. You understand what's going on out there. But when people get together, I mean, as long as humans have been around, we've killed other humans. We've fought with other groups. If you're not in our group, you're our enemy, because that's how competition works. That's how animals work out in nature. So the idea that the bad things happen because of another race or another reptilian, there's these reptiles doing it, I don't think you need reptiles to do that. I think that just happens all on humans' own.
The Anunnaki from Draco. Who live in the Earth's core. Well, not in the Earth's core, that live in little underground caverns, apparently. That's where they all reside.
Well, that makes sense, because lizards like being underground in a different dimension or something.
Classic lizards.
That's another thing. If you're going to make your own conspiracy, it needs to be detailed. Details like that, and go on about, like, that they have a special kind of watch. Have you ever heard anything about Scientology? Same thing.
Anyway, so ranking. What do we think at this page?
Oh my God. This is a non-stop blockbuster, people. I was thrilled by this. Everywhere you look, there is something to see. There is no relationship from one sentence to another. Like, we've got 20 years worth of claims that he's made, and it just, like, when you compile it down to one Wikipedia page, this is the bestseller. I don't think we can top this. I've never been more entertained. What did you think?
Yeah, this is the last episode. We just peaked here. It's just like, yeah, we'll never do one better.
Exactly. Guys, if you're looking for entertainment, David Icke. There you go.
There you go. It's done. It's just short list.
Don't worry about the rest of Wikipedia. Wikipedia.
Personally, I love conspiracy theories. I mean, there'll probably be a few more coming up as episodes of different conspiracies or things that I think are funny or out there. I mean, to those who do believe in a lot of these conspiracies or disagree with literally anything Garth or I have said, I mean, we've disagreed on several things we've talked about in the podcast already. I mean, you don't have to agree to us to listen to us. Just enjoy the difference of opinion. You have your own. You're probably smarter than us. You're probably right.
Yeah, you are awakened. We're not. And hey, we try to look at everything from an entertainment point of view. I try to look at it from, well, he could be right, but it's probably funnier to make fun of him than it's probably more entertaining. If we were to look at the Bible for entertainment purposes, we're not just going to agree with everything. We're going to try and find, like, look, it said whore. It does say whore in the Bible. That's okay. That's a biblical word. So don't be offended.
I do really like this page. I think that either David Icke or I are crazy. One of the two.
But not...
One of us are crazy.
Only one.
Only one of us, yeah.
Either he's right or you're right.
I'm not going to say which one, but one of us definitely are.
Yes. I don't think we're in a position to judge who is. I will say this. He's got 14 books on you.
That is true.
What have you got to fight 14 books? What, a podcast?
A podcast. I did really like this page. I love his conspiracy theories because it just comes from so many different angles. You got the Holocaust denying, you've got the reptilian overlords, you've got apocalypse, you've got Jesus. It's just a bit of everything.
He really has covered everything. Aliens, reptiles, Illuminati. Like, has he missed anything in the conspiracy world? Is there anything out there in conspiracies that he has not covered?
He is conspiracy theory bingo.
He really is. Everything.
It's just everything. Think there, you just got it. So I am probably going to give this page quite a high ranking. I would say out of 112,
yeah,
I would probably give this a 98.
Ooh, wow.
That does come into my bias that I do come in being quite a great fan of David Icke. I've always liked his stuff. I watch any videos that I can watch of his. I haven't gone through any of the books, but hey, if they're on audiobooks, maybe I'll do that. How about yourself? What did you think of it, Garth?
Well, as a first time, you informed me of David Icke. I did not know this guy existed, and wow, am I glad.
Yeah, I was wondering how you were going to take this one. I got a text from you like halfway through the week after I sent you the thing just going like, yeah, I'm good for this episode.
This is just, the more you read, the more you want to know. It's like a dog with three legs. You can't look away. This guy is just, he's not done. He could talk, like you said, for 10 hours, and you'd just be there going, wow. He's not stopping. It's like he has a whole thing behind what he's saying already figured out. I don't know if he's making it up as he goes along, if he figures this out more and more, but it's like there's a core that he's trying to explain, but in doing so, the Holocaust didn't happen. Like, somehow the moon is an amplifier. Like,
they're pedophiles for no reason.
What? Like, he just threw that in there.
He doesn't back it up. It doesn't come out of anywhere else. It's like, and they're pedophiles.
And they're pedophiles. Like, so you should hate them. I think that's the, like, reptiles are controlling the world, and this is bad because they're pedophiles. I'm speculating. I don't know. He clearly knows. He has a great idea on what he's talking about. This is just, wow. I'm going to read this again later. You know, like some movies or books you'll read or watch and you'll be like, that was entertaining, but I don't need to see it again. When I've got spare time, I'm going to go through this again. When you're on the bus and you just want to be entertained, read part of this. There's plenty of things to click on to check out. There's no end. It's like his theories. There is no end. This just keeps going. I'm going to have to say this is the most entertaining thing I've ever seen. I don't know where to begin. I don't know where to end. David Icke, you should make movies. You should be doing documentaries on your things. Okay, so my rating, I'm gonna have to say out of a possible chopstick, I'm gonna give him a spork.
Wow.
Yes. Now,
I've converted you to a David Icke fan.
You have. I am gobsmacked by this guy. I don't want to give a full rating to it because, you know, there's always the possibility of being topped. We've got a lot to get through, and if someone comes up, I don't want to say we got two chopsticks. All right, this guy is a spork, and I am proud to be reviewing him. David Icke, I salute you for your for your commitment, for your, like, just wow. Whether you think he's spreading misinformation or giving the gospel of truth, you gotta respect his conviction. I'm glad that this exists, if no other reason than entertainment, which is what we're here for, to find entertainment.
And David Icke, if you're listening, if you just happen to stumble across this, we would be happy to have you on the show, do an interview with you. That's not really the format of the show. It's not an interview review show, but fuck it, we do it anyway.
We will make an exception for you, David. There is no limit to questions I'd have to ask you. This could be, yeah, we could make a wonderful, wonderful show together, sir.
We could have you be the third member on the podcast.
Yeah, do you want to...
Weekly.
You want to entertain Wikipedia for entertainment value? I'm sure you'd be good at it.
You can tell us which Wikipedia pages are written by lizards and which ones aren't.
It'd be great. I would like to see David Icke do something completely different now. He's doing his conspiracy theories, but on the weekend, he hosts Boggle or something. he announces music clips on Channel V or something suddenly. Oh, and David Icke's on MTV in the top charts today. And then he goes back to his conspiracy theories. You can do it all, David. You can, mate.
You can.
All right, so that's... I think we've done well. I think we've covered everything. Do you have any other statements to make?
No, I think I've said everything that I need to say in this episode.
I think so, too. I think we've all covered this. And I want to point out, we didn't go through all the things he said.
Oh, no, we could do another episode on this page.
We've only scratched the surface, and my head hurts. I'm spinning right now, trying to keep a hold of all the things he said. It is great. This is the most interesting, entertaining thing I've ever seen. Yeah, everyone, check it out. This is the one. If you only check out one Wikipedia page this year, make sure it's this one.
Yeah, go to the David Icke Wikipedia page.
I-C-K-E.
Yeah.
Icke.
Icke.
David Icke, we salute you.
Icke spelt like Ick.
Icky.
Icky.
David Icky. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Well, I've been Ben Grohl.
I've been Garth Remington.
And we'll catch up with you next time.
Email us at wikireviewpodcast@gmail.com. Theme is I Live for the Bass Drum, provided by our buddy DJ Searle. All other music by Matt Graw.